It shouldn't even require hamshacha. No, but if you first you have, let's say, over here in the chotzer, you have chopalek saw mixture, then you don't be a buyer. You test socially. Then yamamshich into the beya. So before yamamshich, there is a process of tarubes, and it's really an inyan of bittul berot. But if you'll say bittul berot mamesh, so then why do you have to be mamshich? You don't have to be mamshich. The answer is, again, we have to explain it that way, that there are two psulim. One psul is it doesn't even have a chalisha mitzvah. The other psul is a psul, it has a chalisha mitzvah, but it's a possible mitzvah. So amshoche is necessary. In other words, if you have bittul berot, so then a chalisha mitzvah is. Amshoche cannot confirm a chalisha mitzvah on something that did not have a chalisha mitzvah. Cannot, it can be mafkir psul. So mele, you have to take, according to Tanya of this Mishneh, you have to have a process of Tarubes. Because if you don't have Tarubes, suppose you have in the Beyer, the Chotalev saw, and Shonim dropped in the Beyer, and then you are Mamshich, you test Oshuri. You are Mamshich, you test Oshuri. So mele, even though you are Mamshich, it can be Chalish and Mikri cannot be Chal. Chalisha mikvah can only be chal on mayim, the bidei shamayim came to the tree. But if it was through men's intervention, it cannot have a chalisha mikvah. Mikvah means bidei shamayim. There's a lotion of this afor. Ma mikvah bidei shamayim, af kol bidei shamayim. Meru it says bidei shamayim. So really it's not shaykh to say I'm sure. So according to Talmud this Mishnah. But, one second, what if you have outside image, you have chafal of somut shom, and then you don't, you test all, and they become yuef, it's not nikah, which drop is shov, is originally shov, and which drop is originally shom, it's not nikah, no one can tell, it's a real taubes. So there is a lot of bitbarov, so here there is also bitbarov. Bittul berov only ligabe the chalisha mikveh, because rube kikulei. So we say, since you have chafalot so that bidei shamayim, and only you test so bidei odom, and the amuet, so it's kikulei. So it's considered that it has a chalisha mikveh. So right now, without amshochet the chalisha mikveh, but it's a possible, and that's the psul. That if there is gimulugim, so it's possible, and bitul is not hal. Otherwise, so the whole takone that gimulugim puzzles would have no significance. Yes. There is always bitul. The answer is that was the essence of the takone, that gimulugim falls into a mikre before its men saw. So then, no bitul is hal. So mele. At the time when there was a tarubes of you test so shooting and chafal of so mikshamim, it was how to confer upon the totality of men's soul in halishim. But it's not a question. The person, why I think, there's a konis chachot. So, legabe the psul of shooting, there is no big, otherwise, the whole takone of psul gimlugim wouldn't make sense. So then, in order to matkia the psul, we have to resort to hamshach. Yes?
According to this, what would happen in a case of where we had a caleb capable of holding our goyim saw, and there was already an unclean saw in the caleb, mayim shuvim, and then...
Caleb?
In the caleb.
Yeah.
And then...
I understand that. You cannot be able to kill anything.
Right. So I'm saying, so then, let's say 21 saw fell in, like the case of Amniach Kankani Barosh Agag. In other words, he put the kela out there, but he didn't have any kavana. So it's not mayim shuv. So now, with Gabi the Lacha Vittel, he has rove mayim sherim, negev, the 19 saw shuv.
Oh, you mean so here?
But you don't have it doesn't have a
kosher mitzvah. Here you couldn't say Vittel because it's in kela.
Right, so there's no kosher. Even though it's not Vittel.
Tehillah b'keilah, Rav Chaim points out that the halacha is even the raisa, even the rishayim like the Rambam, the Ri, that kuli shov is kosher from the raisa, but b'keilah, let's say in the beftor, so then it's certainly passed from the raisa. Why? Because it's itself akosher. Tehillah has to be b'karka. So it's not a question of who's the halacha. Let's say it has a chaleshim. Tefillah, in order that tefillah should be ele, it has, the tefillah has to be bikar. The same mayu, they have a chaleshim mitzvah. But if the mayisa tefillah takes place in a, not in karka, so the tefillah is not ele. So maybe you cannot ask. I understand it's a very good point what you raise. But this is the teretz. In other words, if the halacha had been that why is tefillah bikele not good? Because Bikele doesn't have a chalisha mitzvah. There's no such halacha that Bikele doesn't have a chalisha mitzvah. Bikele can also have a chalisha mitzvah. But of what avail is the fact that there's a chalisha mitzvah? So there's a kosu. Tefillah bikarka is not a function. It has a chalisha mitzvah. So you are tefillah mitzvah. But it's bikarka. It's bikarka. So mele, tefillah bikarka. So mele is Bitlis Chal, even the Kehle.
Even
the Kehle, Bitlis Chal. The Chalishim is kosher. Of course, you couldn't be tabled because you cannot
be
tabled.
You could be manshech that into the
Mikvah. All right, now.
How can you have a Chalishim Mikvah without. I mean, with your eyes, you can eat that. How can you have a Chalishim Mikvah in that case? Because, I mean, with your eyes, you need it to be Ikra B'Karka.
I really didn't use the term Chalisha Mikveh because then it would be very misleading. What I'm saying is that B'Kele is not good, not because Kele is Mufke of Chalisha Mikveh. Kele is not Mufke of Chalisha Mikveh. Tvila is the Mikar. So, Mele, I mean, again, it's a question of semantics. Why call it Chalisha Mikveh? You cannot be terrible, so what's. What's the significance of calling it Chalisha Mikveh? I say Al Pidin, the reason as to why you cannot detain the Kele is not because Kele is Mufke of Chalisha Mikveh, because Tvila has to be become. Alright, now the Rosh. The Rosh is also very confusing. Im Reden Akosh Akosh. Alright, Maim Shuri, Shisav Chotza Vimichnisu Yisichal Yitko, Oya Maimis Hamor Vimichnisu Yachad Yisichamor. Im Reden Akosh Akosh. Kirabesa de Yaakov. Yomar Ferkam Vit Mure Mikashiri, Yochtalef Sonic Shomin, Nimale Bikate, Tishos Asoin, Upeit Kon Mikve Vimteirin, Shashiri Mitaeres, Bebir Vam Shoche, Elod Hoche Mashma. This Mishne is Mashma, She Yisavu Yachad Akshirin Vapsulin, Kedib Shiyadun. There has to be a process of Taruvas first. Kirib Shirin, Dikton Seife, Hoyo Mikalkon Sechamayim. So not like the Rambam. The calling of the Rambam Mikalkon means if he pour directly into the mikveh, so it's the Vaposhu, it's not a Chiddush. But he says, no, Peirush, Im Hoyo Mikalkon Veloi Taruvas Sechamayim. Vikoma, even to Amshoch, but it wasn't preceded by Taruvas. Vikomad afilu shlei shalugim sheyordu derach hamshochem v'li taguves pesel spells it out. It's not only that meal chuteso just shlei shalugim. Suppose you have lameteso mechon lameteso plus together, I don't know how many lugim I forgot a cheshem. There is Niso. It's just a Mem So minus Gimelugi Mishon. Mem So minus Gimelugi Mishon. And then you'll be Mamshech, according to the Talmud Mishnah, the Paschal. Then you'll be Mamshech. Gimelugi is a Mikveh, it will be Paschal. That's the Chumra of the Talmud of this Mishnah. Perishim when the Kalchim Loit Arubis is a Mikveh. Because that to Shlei Shalugim she ordered the Acham Shoch, the lit Aruv space, who be Chaygad me Kotone be Milin said the Rabbeza be Yaakov be Tisset. Rabbeza be Yaakov in me, Gak she Yeish be Reishe, Echo be Eschon Sol she Mekshomim. Mimali bikate v'nis en nisichay yutesoyim upeiskon umavom v'chotza. How men boyet haruvet v'chotza afidim shiyedu mikve. Because if, so in other words, if it wouldn't require a taruvet before dam shochet, so why does he mention the blessed Yaakov and the Sefer Gad? Why do you have to mention such a strange, not the usual tzion, unusual tzion is not God. So why does he mention that? So it's mashma, he mentions God because the God is not a place where people are favoring God. He could build a mitzvah God too, but I mean, ordinarily, it's not a thing. So mele, so there is tavuves before it comes to the mikveh. Before it comes to the mikveh, so then hamshocha is effective. If it is preceded, briefly, hamshocha is effective according to the time of this Mishnah, if it is first preceded by tavuves of woven milk. So then there is halidinobitul that it is as a halisha mikveh. Then, but it's still possible. So then, Amshoche is mafkia the pshut. Vikomar atul shleisho lukin shiolda da Amshoche. Dulit haru bespeisa. Ul chaygav nekatoni mbusha lukin hakisa 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 lukin Kirapleza bin Yaikin, it is safety. It is like Rapleza the Yaikin, because the Rash says, the Lord Kirapleza bin Yaikin. Why Lord Kirapleza bin Yaikin? The Sefer Kamri Gmura Dikoma Shah Ashim Materas Bebiya Bam Shoch. So in the Rash said, the Mlach Pos Afa Pisha Dacham Shochi Yodish, or Shukumayim, in der Region im Seif, sie stimmen aber nicht so, die Gesolle am Schoche mit Haareswahl, aber die Schlei schon nur in mit Seif. Aber die Schlei schon nur in mit Seif, die Leute haben Bläser bei Jakob. So in other words, the Raschen and the Rosh say the same thing in regard to the Tanne of this Mishnah. Namely, that according to the Tanne of this Mishnah, Ham Schoche is only effective if it is preceded by a process of Tarot. But if it's not preceded by a process of Tarudes, then it's not effective. But the Rosh says this halacha does not conform to the Shita of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, because the Shita of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is that even if it's not preceded by Tarudes. So that's what he mentions. He says, Birbi Adam Shoch, Timan Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara that the children is entire b'bi amshoch. So the Gemara emphasizes b'bi amshoch. All you need is b'bi amshoch. Why doesn't the Gemara say b'bi ve'taruves liamshoch? As a matter of fact, you could say b'bi means taruves. I mean there, but this is how the Rash is made. So the Rash says the Talmud Mishnah does not harmonize with the Shita of Rav Yaakov. And the whore says, no, he says the same thing as far as the Pshat and the Mishnah is concerned, as the Pshat and the Kalkan is concerned, like the Rash, but the Rash says that Mimele is not in harmony with the Shita of the Yaakov. And the whore says, Dafke it is, Dafke in the harmony, but you soon see it's still in the Rosh. So he says, because when the Rosh mentions the Blessed Ben Yaakov that is in conformity to this Mishneh, he doesn't mention the price in Gmure, he mentions the price in Tisefte, not the price in Gmure. But the Rosh mentions the price in Gmure. But the Rosh mentions the price in Tisefte, and there the Tisefte emphasizes God. So what does God mean? So in other words, the Tataruvus takes place on the Gag before the Amshochet from the Gag into the Mikveh. Til kach nira daf mishne shabeza miyak v'isefi v'iboye tarubes v'chotzer v'ishuv heisif liho keil v'iboye tarubes v'chotzer v'achviti v'dimayiselei v'ishuv heisif liho keil. Who is meisif liho keil? Not that the mishne is meisif liho keil, but the gemore in tmura is meisif liho keil. V'ishuv heisif liho keil v'iboye tarubes v'chotzer v'achviti v'dimayiselei לתלמוד הלכו מסניסן בתמורה דרוכה, אבל מוצא נאמה לאופה מסניסן כרפלזה ותספתה, וכן הלכסה, וכן הלכסה, דשיבה מתהרס בירביה והמשוכת, אף על פי שלו ניסר וחוץ למקרה. So it's a stirring in a little bit, it's a stirring in a little bit. It seems, from the Rosh, I don't know, but it seems from the Rosh that there are two prices על ליבי דרבלזה בנייה. One brayse, because the lotion of the brayse in Tmure is not like the lotion of the brayse in Tisefta. Tisefta mentions the Tzir of God. The Rambam also mentions the Tzir of God. So Nitziv says that the Rambam had a different gears in Tmure. So according to the Rambam's gears, and it's much more from Pirush HaMishneh that the Rambam had the gears in Tmure, God, not just Chotzer. But the Rosh had the Gersi in Tisefte, God, and in Tmure, he didn't have the Gersi, God. What's the Rosh of the Brais in Tisefte? Mantana, Omer, Afri, Barab, Rabbi, Echmi, Rabbi, Leza, Bi, Mantana, Omer, Afri, Barab, Omer, Rabbi, Echmi, Rabbi, Zom, Yaakifi, Ditnan, Rabbi, Leza, Bi, Yaakif, Eimea, Nikve, Shei, Bi, Hasem, Hasom, Ikshami, Nimala, Bi, Katef, Shaes, Riso, U, Peiskon, Mikve, ועם תארים שעשיבה מתהרס בירביה בים שוכן. So what does it mean? הוא פייסקון למקרה נדדק. נדדק. So that means, according from the blushen of the price of Professor Yaakov in Tmure, it's mashma, even if it's not preceded by Tarubis. מקרה שיש בעשרים והחסו, מקשומים ממעלה ביקטר, the Katef Chayes the Sol, who pays on the Mikre. In other words, you already had the Chofalev Son in the Mikre. Here is the Chotzer, and here is the Beir. You already had Chofalev Son. Here the Beir. There he dumps, here, on the Svasa Beir, he dumps Yitesh Sol, and that by itself, it glides into the Mikre. It's kosher. So there is no, if that is the pshat in the Mishnah, if that is the pshat in the price of Mikra Shehibes Raso Meikshomi, in Malibu Katev Shaes Raso, Upeiskon Mikra, so it means that in the price of Rabbezah B'Yakov in Tmure, no Taruves takes place preceding the Amshah. It all takes place at the same time. The Taruves takes place the moment it falls into the bear and still it's kosher. So in other words, so it seems, according to the Rosh, I don't know how to explain the Rosh, there seems to be a stirim in the bay, but it seems that according to the Rosh, there is a machlekes ha-braises, ha-libi l'rabbezah b'Yakov, between the braise in Tisefte and the braise and the braise in Tmura for the b'Yakov. So Mimele, according to the price in Tisefte, Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov requires the Taruves should precede Amshoch. But if the Taruves does not precede Amshoch, if the Taruves takes place after the Amshoch, like in this case, where you have Chofal of Sohi on the Be'er, and then the Chomim, and then you dump Al-Sfasa Be'er in the Chotzer, you dump. You teso, and then it lies by itself. So according to the price in Tisefte, it's first. It's kind of Tisefte. And according to the price here, it's kosher. And our Mishneh accords with the price, with Rabbi Leza ben Yaakov, according to the price in the Tisefte. This is what the Rosh means. Like the Braisa from Blazer Biyakov in Tmure, not like our Mishneh, not like the Braisa in the Sefte from the Sefte. This is what the Rosh says. Now let's see.
According to the Rosh, the Sefte and the Mishneh are in accordance with each other?
What?
According to the Rosh, is it the Sefte
and
our
Mishneh are in harmony?
How are they in harmony? Our Mishneh, according to the Rosh, is only...
No, what does our Mishneh say? That Hamshoch is only effective if it is preceded by Tara Rubes, Chutzl Mikve, before the Hamshoch. And the Tisefte, the Braise, the Lesbi Yaakov, says the same thing only when the Tara Rubes takes place in the Gag, and then the Hamshoch takes place from the Gag into the Mikve.
But he says the way the Rosh explains it, Tisefte, it's mashing being tabled in that Gag Mamash, and he says...
No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. I don't see it.
He says tabled in Shom. No, I'm saying the Rash.
Oh, the Rash.
Yeah, the Rash holds that the Blazer Binyak, or does the Rash hold that the Mishnah that they accept are not in accordance
no,
with
each other? No, the Rash holds, the Rash holds, one second. I thought you said the Rosh. Oh, the question is, what will the Rosh do with the Lashon of the Tisefte? There it mentions Gag. So apparently, according to the Rosh, where is the Lashon Tevilim Shom?
When the Rosh explains it.
Well, one second. In other words, well, the Rash really mentions not the Lashon of the Tisefte. First he mentions the Lashon of the Tisefte, true. But when he explains it, he mentions the Lashon of the Gemara, the Price in Tmure. So in explaining the Price in Tmure, he says, Tevilim Shom. So
Mele,
I think we have to say, as you say, that in the Tisefte, we also have to say that the Tefillah takes place in the Gag itself. Yeah, all right. But anyway, the Rosh is a different thing. I think we have to say that. So, but the Rosh is a different thing. Anyway, but the Rash and the Rosh both agree, as far as this mission is concerned, that Hamshoch is only effective if it is preceded by process of Tarubes, of Bitul Berov, prior to Hamshoch. So then there is Bitul Berov, so we say Rubi Tichule, it's only Kshamit. But there is a Psul Rabbono, Chachom Pasul Gimelugin. So you can't say it's not Gimelugin, so then the whole Takone doesn't make sense. So that's why the Takone, there shouldn't be a Chaldi. Otherwise, what's the Takone? So in order to Pasul, to be Makia, the Psul of Shaul, that we have to resolve Hamshoch. That's a third Hamshoch. That's according to the Tane of the Mishneh. But we don't pass like the Tane of the Mishneh. We pass like according to the Rosh, like the Braise from Blazer Yaakov in Tmure, that even when it's not preceded by a process of Tarubes. So Hamshoch is also effective. But not that we don't apply two alochas. One aloche that Shov does not have the Chalash Mikve, and the other that is Ipsul. No, that's true, even according to the way we pass, there are two halachas. There is a halacha that if it's Shov, so then he doesn't have a Chalash Mikve. It's not. Shov is not Mikve. Mikve has to be Bidi Shamayim. Shov means Bidi Yom. Doesn't have Chalash Mikve. But as far as Chalish Mikve is concerned, so then there is a Nian of Bitul Berov. But as far as the Psul Shov is concerned, there is no Nian of Bitul Berov. So you have to resort to Hamshoch. But the way we pasken, so even if you had in the bear hafala saw make shani, and then you don't have a spasa bear, you test saw maim shubi, and it was new shach into the bear, it would still be kosher. Why would it be kosher? Because there would be, even though the Amshoche is not preceded by Taruves, and the Taruves takes place after it, the water comes in the bay. But there are two halachas. First of all, there is a din of Bitul Chal. Again, there is a din of Bitul. But according to the Tanan and the Mishneh, the Bitul has to take place before the Amshoche. Bitul cannot take place after the Amshoche. According to the way you pass me, like Reblezer ben Yaakov, the price of Reblezer ben Yaakov in Tmure, so the Bitul can take place even after the Amshoche. So Mele, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? First, after all, we have to cope with two problems. Shov does not have the Chalisha Mikri. So the Chalisha Mikri is how? Through the process of Bitul. Even though the Bitul takes place after the Amshoche, there is still a demon Bitul. Of Rubiki Kulei, so that means since it's new earth and the Rov is Mekshamim, so it's considered that everything is Mekshamim. Bitu B'Rov. So it has a Chalisha Mikve. But then there is a Psul Rabbanon of Shov, and that is not Shaya Bitu, because otherwise, so the whole Takonu wouldn't make sense. So that is Pakafu Yavshah. That's it. So the machlekes between the Mishneh and Radleza ben Yaakov in Tmure is that the Mishneh holds that the Taruves process has to precede the Amshoche, and Radleza ben Yaakov in Tmure, not Radleza ben Yaakov in Tisefte, but Radleza ben Yaakov in Tmure holds that it does not have, the Taruves does not have to precede the Amshoche. It can take place even after Amshoche. Yes?
Can we say that the machlokes between the Tana of the Mishnah and Rebbe Elazar and Tmura is over the question of Mayim Shuv and whether or not it's possible to rise from Rabban? Because according to the Tana of the Mishnah, that's the reason why...
You could say it, but then you'll have to come to certain conclusions.
I'm saying it might be Mistaber because...
Yeah, but it might be Mistaber, but it will not be so, because then, so you have to paskin, because the way paskin, so you have steers.
I mean, because the Rashiva said that the machlokes.
I don't want to assume that, because then I'll be standing on a slippery slope. I'll have to reach certain conclusions.
But it works out well, because that's the reason why.
Yeah, I know.
Is the tire
because
it already has. Otherwise,
you'll have to come to certain big reducing conclusion.
If you say that according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, in the Brisa and Tmura, that he holds that Shuvim is possibly Yoraisa, then why can the Taruvis of the Amshacha come even after the Amshacha? Why can the Taruvis?
Why not?
Because you don't have a mikvah which has Chaloshem.
But now you have the Taruvis.
Only with, but
now I have Taruvis.
But if you
it's
hold
a general din of Bitul B'Rov. In other words, the identity of the mute is lost in the rov.
But that was only...
You don't have shum. What? You don't have shum, let it be kosher. No, there's a special psul d'rabbanan. Otherwise, the takonis chachamim doesn't make sense. So, as far as that psul d'rabbanan of shum is concerned, there is no din of bitul. That you have to say, according to everybody.
But how can you use the mitayr of hamshacha before you have a chaloshem mikvah?
If it had been mentioned by the Shemini, I could understand it very well. But to save myself, I couldn't do it. In two big traditions.
Is the Tarubas point of Lazar and Yakim and Tmura working together Bitul B'Rov?
Bitul B'Rov, yeah, that's right.
Why does it come on to Bitul B'Rov?
What's the significance of Rov Bitul? Of course, everybody says this is based upon Bitul. What's the Yechas of Rov if not for Bitul? Rov has no significance except for the concept of Bitul. Otherwise, Rov has no significance.
So what are we being mabakal? Being mabakal that the Rabbanon of the
Chalei. In other words, Shov means B'diodah. And they nishol means v'nishamayim. That's nishol, v'nishamayim. So, to have a chalashim mikveh test, the mayim has to accumulate v'nishamayim. If it is accumulated with the odom, so it doesn't have a chalashim mikveh. You have chapalepso in the bear for a long time. And then you now, yuteso come in. So melee become commingled. You can think
about it. Your test cell came in like that.
So melee, the original mind shooting your test cell lose their identity. They lose their identity.
If it would have come in though without him shuffle, the dinner opponents, it doesn't lose its identity.
That's right.
But it becomes an identity.
Shuffle, as far as the psul of not having Chalisha Mikri is concerned, even if you don't mean without him shuffle. And that's why. With the rice, it's certainly kosher. With the rice, it's certainly kosher. Why is it kosher with rice? Because, according to the Rishonim, who say that Kulei Shov is possible with rice, why is new Shov kosher? Because of Bitul Rov. So, anyway, on a practical level, there's no Nakimine. Because all the Rishonim pass that Hamshocha is effective even if it's not preceded by a process of Bittul before the Hamshocha, even if the Bittul takes place after the Hamshocha. All right, now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. First, the Gil Sehia and the Gil Sein Katach. Katach is a certain sharp expression here. Yes. Kappa wasn't there. Horak. All right. Omu, al-malis ha-mor, hevdo shlishi, rotsalema, shi-nofal ha-meurev, de-chotzer ha-bayim, se-yidei, shi-yishom, al-malis ha-moro, de-acha mikro ha-mayim, ha-merodim, de-yodo, de-chamoro, de-mikveshom, mikro-mikveh, mi-yishal, shi-yishigrod. You require, yishal here, means he'll require, not he'll ask, but he'll require. In the Yishal, Shehiyah, Derov, that's why sometimes we find difficulty in the Russian of the Persian Mishnah, because it's a translation from Arabic, and I suppose in Arabic, it was, in this case, it was like in English, you know, require, in other words, so Yishal, well, inquire does not mean ask. The ask is inquire. But I suppose that the Arabic term has two meanings. It means ask and it means require. Require. So mainly it was translated to Yishal. But Yishal in Hebrew normally does not have the meaning of require, but ask in Arabic. All right, the Niyisha, so it should require Shiyya Berei, Mishizoch, or Shetia Mishin Daberes, Mishnei Mishol, two examples. Vihu Shiyyos, Vushi Salvo Bechotzea, the Salvo Liuke, the Yichho, even the term Misholiness, for example, is not a regular word in Hebrew. I mean, we wouldn't say, Moshe means a marshal, means an allegory, I mean not an example, but anyway, it's used here. Vushi yisavo v'chotzav yisavo v'ugo v'yim shechu v'uko o yisavo malas hamal omun v'tir shem ha'pshoch ala mayim ha'chir o mayim shuvin yirdin al yashron v'dei rechod yimein, in other words, not to ha'pshoch directly v'hu omre ha'rizim mikaluchim shechamayim, not like the Rosh Pshat Mikalchim, the Rosh Pshat Vikiluach hu ha-zolas ha-mayim Panachnu natkin v'yikah v'zeh shu mikve v'limso Mayim shem v'zecha mikve kilim shi'agia Yimoyim shloi shalugim mayim shuvim Kimi hu mikve kosha v'natkin ame shi'agia shom Ach ha-zeh mayim shuvim Kimem sol v'yapsidi mayim shuvim v'shidam Uchvar izboya lechol damkin shomarnu Gimu lugi mayim shuvim peislens ha-mikve Omnam in Hu Yib, Omnam Hu Yib, Omnam Mishpuch HaMayim, Chavuz Limikveh, Viyodu HaMikveh, Vayitzel, that's a Pshoch. Kini Kosha. בתנאי שיהיה הרב המים הקשר עם הגימל, והוא אומרום בשס, שוב ראשים שחו הקשר. So, you see from the Lashon HaRambam, and this is part and parcel of what the Goyen said, that the Rambam is different years. So you see a riot. In our Gemara, in our text, you don't have the expression Shuva Shim Shechur Aksher, but Shuva Shim Shechur Kul Aksher. Well, difference in one word. Shuva Shim Shechur Kul Aksher. And here, the Rambam mentions a Roshim Shuva Shim Shechur Aksher. Shim Shechur Aksher. אך לצורך שיהיו השובים מיעוט המקרה, משבור לא שם משבור. והוא נותן מה איזה דובר לשמיע השס, ואומרום שובה שמשכו לו שירו. וזה סמישנו בור בזה הלוש, מסמיס נוסל הלשני. לידיע, סענה לו את שבץ דחידש, אז נגמור את מור השובה שמשכו לו שירו. וסמישנו פרשת, וסמישנו. Perigalik Mishnah Dalit. So why does Rabbi Yechanan tell us? That's the Mishnah in Pereshis. That's his kash. Vim teima eze dolo yishmuna ashal vom shur shim shur shir vizei sabrish Mishnah bo bizla rashi mas nisno slash minu li mas nisno slash minu lo yidi asho hu lo yisit lo mubiyo li pishilu nisharum zei sa Mishnah if Rabbi Yechanan did not tell us the aloche of Shemesh Mishroch Sheiro, the Omro Mashiki Patagode Samayim Shubin Mayim Shem, Chutz Limikir V'Yisari Fakir, V'Yishoch Mikri, see what the Rambam says. What the Rash and the Rosh say are Libid Emes in the Mishneh. So the Rambam says, on Libid Emes, the Mishneh does not limit the effectiveness of Ham Shochet to a case where it is preceded by Tarubes, Chutz Limikir. Love that, but that's why Rabbi Yechanan has to tell us Shuva Shim Shechur Akshir Kashis, I come ask for what? Mishnah Mifresh, I'm Shochet Shir. If not for Rabbi Yechanan Siddish, I would say Pshat in the Mishnah like the Rash and the Rosh. So Rabbi Yechanan is telling us don't say Pshat, don't understand the Mishnah like the Rash and the Rosh. It's not the right Pshat. The right Pshat is the Rambam. Not like the Rash and the Rosh. This is what the Rambam is saying. אמנם אם היו המים קשיר מסך המקווה ומים שובים למשוך אם יהיה מסך המקווה פייס למגמורי like the rash in the rush וישמונו השעס נו להפוק את the rash in the rush וישמונו השעס שאפל היו השעוף לבד עם ממשך כושר ובתיסף תרב לזה מייקת עיניה גג שיש בראשי חופל אפסור שמונו שמונו מאו דקטת נסל מסיח יבדסו ופיסקון ביסר ובחוצה ויאמרו הוא נסל מסיח יפוסרים על יסיח הדג ואח היה תראה להמיים ולהמיים ירדו מצין על הדג ויסר והמיים בחוצה כבר הסבור לך שזה יש השובה שנמשכו יצטור שיהיה הורי מן הכושר והשובים משוכים ועל זה הכוון הרומזו בתחיל השקול ויאמרו מסכנס המקבויס מישהו זכר משום, what's in the heart of the phrase? In other words, it make this possible, so you cure it by being ממשכת. וכבר חושב איש גודל מעיד, רב העיר, it couldn't be the רב אופס. The Rambam had too much reverence and awe for the רב אופס that he should use such expressions, just a compliment, איש גודל מעיד for רב אופס, no, that's not. Somebody else. The Ram says that the Rav Alfesh Shite is the Tshuva Shem Shechu Kol Aksheo. It's a deal kalosh in Shvuyas, the Rav Alfesh. But that's not the Shibis Ram. Uchva Choshav Yishgodu Meid Rav Reiyun Be'eres HaMairo. The Rav Alfesh HaFazon describing the Eres HaMairo doesn't mention name. Whenever he mentions Rav Alfesh, so he mentions his name. Sheshuva Shem Shechu Aksheo. Vatul Hoya Amik Pekuli Shov. ונמשך ונרג על זה ביאמה ובישראל it's a strange expression I suppose in Arabic because he translates it that's the
translation
is the value of kapas translation. Kapach is it's a little person. It's a big talmud chacham. Big talmud chacham. I don't want to make comparisons, but in my opinion, I don't want to be quoted. He's the biggest talmud chacham among all the sfarim. The biggest talmud chacham. He towers above everybody, but he's an honor of the tzaddi, like you know, and he doesn't mix. He's such an honor. He's an honor of his rabbisin zan of a tzaddikim, I mean. A remarkable person. And do you ever hear his name? Never hear his name. But he's the Boki Bishas Babi Yashan. Rambam, that is the biggest Boki, I mean. No one is such a Boki in all the form of the Rambam. Yod Hazoko in Mishnepeir. So he and he knows Arabic very well. So he translates that expression, Ne'arak Bizreya, Bi'amo Bizreya, he translates it a little differently. Negra, here he translates, Nea Dal Zeh, what the Amo Israel was killed, with the wrist, and it's a strange expression, but the Negra, Mineva Kalkach, the Keach Veil, Eil, like say, Mikomecho Beilim Hashem, Eil means the Schele here, means strong, strength. So Eil, I mean, means strength. So, he never called there, and he struggled. He fought for that halacha with strength and courage and firmness. Something different than the Nea Galzeh Bisreya Viamo. Bisreya Viamo is like the expression, you know. So, I mean, it's a colloquial, maybe it's not even a nice expression. The person got dressed to kill. So what does it mean, got dressed to kill? It doesn't mean that he's going to kill anybody. To make a terrific impression, in other words. So here it's also in the sense, I mean, Binyag also, because it's really big that anybody killed
him. Yeah, what
is that?
I'll fight for it with my life.
With my life, yeah, that's it's right.
Expression.
Yeah, expression. Yeah. He fought for it. And then, then it says, Uchvo, Vinimshach, Vinerag, Alze, Bam, Uzreo, et Boraz, and Mephosim, Viseifre, Viese, Viruti, Neven, Zis, Hamish, the Klav, couldn't have meant the Raval, if it's in past, but for Hoyo, Zebo, Zele, Mashama, Hamish, and Reim, and Apostle, Apostle, but for Loi, Mikshom, and Klav, and Mayim, Shum, and Bubat, Vinimshach, and Yedna, and Mayis, Amora, Yianikim, and Mikke, Kosha, אשר ישחייב זה עתוי יזכו להירומיות שמירה סמיש נבח קיר. וואו, הרמב״ם מוצא את הדבר על האופס, אני מייצא, אם כאן סילו, הוא הביח, למה שבו הוא מניף לו ממורו, הוא רואיס אותם תוכן של מידי קור הרוב, Vazal Mishnosishin is still. Who was it? I don't know. He admits he was not in Godline, but he expresses himself very sharply. Very sharply. I mean, it's not the Derech of Rambam. Why did Rambam express himself? Because he felt he has to express himself very sharply. Because as a result of that, some actually mention it. Because of the Chachmei Amarov, many people decided to be tabled in Ambitoyis, you know. If Shuvashim Shachur Kulok Sheo, so it can be, it can take Ambitoyis, so it was a Kilokul. It's great. Bikule, that people would be misalvo in the Ambitoyis, that's why the Rambam expressed himself so sharply against Dechi. All right, now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Ramban in Perei Daled Milchas Mikvois Halacha Hey says it's Halacha Hey Halacha Ches Halacha Test.